indeed for joining us this morning. Jane O'Brien from the GMC. It's 7:21.
Thoughts of the day now with us in the studio is Alistair McIntosh, who's a Quaker and fellow of the Centre for Human Ecology at Strathclyde University. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. There's been a lot recently about road equivalent tariffs that will further subsidise ferries to the Outer Hebrides. I think it's wonderful, but it's expensive, and therefore raises an old question about give and take between Scotland's urban centre and its rural periphery. One answer to the question struck me last September. I was at the John Lennon Northern Lights Festival in Durness, Scotland's most northerly village, where Lennon used to spend family holidays. In a field by the hotel where the bands were playing, there was an old crofter making stooks from his harvest of oats. I watched as loads of people stopped and he generously gave them the time of day. I too paused for the question. Did he think that the improved modern strains are as hardy as the oats we traditionally grew? Not at all, he replied. Most modern varieties are bred in the south, but we used to bring our seed down from Orkney. That way it worked for our conditions. And then he added something. He said, we used to say, the seed must move from north to south. I walked away feeling like I'd just been given the parable of the northern seed. It's true, the economic powerhouse of the Central Belt does subsidise remote parts of Scotland. But then you look at all those visitors, mainly from the south, and you see that, like John Lennon, they go back uplifted by the spirit of the place they've been to. As such, the hidden exports of remote areas, whether in the north or elsewhere, are cultural and spiritual qualities. Alongside economic wealth, these are what provide social cohesion and a welcome to the stranger. These are what bind us as a nation, where the things that count are more than just what can be counted. And that, it seems to me, is the parable of the northern seed.
Thank you very much. Thoughts of the day there from Alistair McIntosh at 7:24.
That's time for the sport, and it comes